So yesterday, I believe it was about 6 o'clock in the evening, Deputy Pepke, Deputy Harden, and Sergeant Box went to arrest a subject on a felony forgery warrant on Dee Dee Highway in western Douglas County. The subject's name was Edward Bowman. Went there, knocked on the door. Bowman partially came to the sliding glass door, just barely cracked it open. When he was asked to come outside, he refused to come out. Then he ran back into the house, kind of barricaded himself. At that point, deputies repositioned vehicles, and Sergeant Mox had contacted me trying to decide which route we wanted to go in dealing with Mr. Bowman. While I was actually on the phone with him, I heard Sergeant Mox say something, and then I heard shots being fired. At that point, I left, went to get in my vehicle. News traveled pretty quick. We had Christian County Sheriff's Office, had people en route, Taney County, Stone County, Howe County, Missouri State Highway Patrol, Ava Police Department, all had people headed that way. When I got there, let me back up. There was a male subject who I guess was friends with the suspect, Mr. Bowman, who called my office and said that he was going to be going to the residence to provide medical care, and we advised him that he was not. So essentially what happened is after Mr. Bowman went into the residence, he went to a window in his bedroom. He had a what we know now to be a handgun. All we knew at the time was it was a firearm. He shined a bright spotlight in Sergeant Box's face, who was directly out in front of him, taking cover behind a vehicle. Deputy Pepke was able to see the firearm. He fired multiple rounds through the window into the bedroom. How it was a great shot pattern too. How the subject was not hit was unbeknownst to me. At that point, we'd never seen the subject again for quite some time. I arrive on scene and start beginning to try to talk to him. Nothing. We get no response. Then he calls my office. My office patches him through to me. After a short time, I talk him into coming to the door and surrendering. He stated that he was shot in the leg. He had told my dispatch he was shot in the leg. He told his buddy that was responding he was shot in the leg. And even while I'm on the phone with him, he said he was shot in the leg. And he came to the door. I got him. We drug him out of the house. He was placed in handcuffs. We went and cleared the rest of the residence. I didn't find any blood in the residence, so I come back out to check his injury from his alleged gunshot wound, and there was a small abrasion on his knee. I don't even know what it was. It looked like a carpet burn. That was not a gunshot wound. He was taken into custody. The other subject that said that he was coming there to provide medical attention, even after we had told him not to go, arrived on scene prior to us taking Bowman into custody. He was also taken into custody. We were preparing warrants for him for interfering with arrest. Last night, we worked the scene, got everything processed. We have a search warrant for the residence. Once we got in the residence, we did locate the spotlight was still on the bed in the on position, and there was a 9mm handgun lying on the bed beside it. We seized numerous firearms, a large amount of ammunition. Mr. Bowman was brought to the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, where he was booked on a 24-hour hold. We did just receive a warrant on him not too long ago, 3 counts of first-degree assault on a law enforcement officer, 3 counts of armed criminal action, and resisting arrest. He is currently being held in Douglas County Jail on no bond. Negotiation process with the subject. He kept saying he was shot in the legs. Of course, we later found out he wasn't, and I kind of felt like it was a ruse to get us into the house to pick us off. So I was talking to him on the phone. Essentially, I told him he had 3 options. One, if he was shot in the leg, he needed to drag himself to a door, show me he had nothing in his hands. Two, we were going to gas his house. Or three, I did have 2 armored vehicles en route there, and we would just drive them through the house to get to him. So he did choose for option one and drug himself to the door, where he was taken into custody, even though he did not have an injury to his leg. So we kind of thought that he was actually trying to bait us and get us to come into the house to him.